Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. It is finally game week. I'm sure the players and coaches are fired up about that as they get ready for New Mexico State Saturday night. We've got offensive coordinator Brent Vegan joining us here on the program. And Brent, certainly is a pleasure to visit with you again. And I tell you what, game week, those are some good words to hear, aren't they?
No doubt. You know, this is always such an exciting time of year. You put a lot of work in trying to shape your team. The guys obviously put a heck of a lot of work in the weight room and on the practice field, and you feel like you get to a point where it's certainly time to see someone else and see if, you know, all that hard work can pay off.
You guys named Tyler Vanderwall the starting quarterback to start off the season, and he's held that spot since the end of spring. What did you see in Tyler during fall camp that kind of separated himself from Nick and the other guys?
You know, I think it kind of just continued along the path that it finished on. It certainly isn't this deal where he's light years ahead of Nick. I don't know that the gap increased anymore, but I think he continued to improve. In his understanding of what we're doing and his ability to make plays with his feet and throw the ball well enough for our guys on the other end to catch it. So, you know, it's still a situation where he's got to go out and, pass this test on Saturday, and we'll kind of obviously take it from there.
Coach, as far as, like, the other quarterbacks, I know Nick's in there, but as far as, like, the freshmen that have come in, you know, speaking more on Sean, with this new redshirt rule, you're out there to win games, I get it, but if there's a situation that arises, would you want to try to get him in a game, or does he have to be just completely show you that he's ready to go?
Well, I think you can look at it a couple different ways. I know, first off, you can definitely have, you know, your redshirt kid in a position where, you know, you can prepare him as a third string in this case and have him ready to go if need be. I don't know if the whole idea of giving him time maybe comes into play until the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit tricky. You know, if you're still looking to, you know, keep that redshirt year and you happen to play him in an early game just to play him, I don't know if that all adds up. But those are discussions that we'll have to have at a lot of positions. And, you know, it does certainly allow for a guy to be in the mix much more. I know last year, you know, Tyler was sort of in the mix at the beginning if anything went awry. But we were hard-pressed. We really wanted to redshirt him last year, and obviously that meant no time. And this mm-hmm. year that's a little bit different story, obviously, with the new rule.
You guys were banged up during this fall along the offensive line, but the five guys that you're going to start out there and the two deep, do you feel confident in those offensive linemen after you've had to kind of shuffle some guys around during the fall?
I do. You know, I think the good thing, the saving grace, I guess, is these injuries, they happened a little bit earlier, so we've been able to kind of be in this mode now for going on over 2 weeks, you know, with Patrick at center, with Keegan at guard, with Rudy entrenched at that right tackle spot. So even though all three of those guys are starting in their first game, playing their first game, at least they've been in those spots now. They've been playing next to the guys next to them, and as opposed to jumping all around. You know, Keegan was at center all through the spring, and he made a lot of progress there. If we, you know, pulled that change, like in game week, I think that'd been pretty challenging. But now he's been at guard and been able to get a comfort level there. So excited to see what those guys can do. Those are three guys that are going to compete. They're going to finish. They might make a mistake or two, but they're going to be doing it as fast as they can, as hard as they can.
At running back, what have you liked from Nico being a senior to kind of, he's had great springs in the past, but that has not necessarily translated over to fall. What did he do off-season, summer, and in fall to kind of make that jump here in his final year?
Well, first thing was he believed in himself. He came in to me in January and said, "Coach, what do I have to do to win you guys over? What do I need to do to get on the field more?" And I said, "You know, first off, we really appreciate you accepting your role as a junior and being the third down guy and not pouting and not doing all that. She was a team player, so, you know, hats off to you for that. But now, you know, what do you need to do is become more complete." And for him, that was improving his strength and speed so he could become more elusive. You know, I think he's always been a guy that could break tackles, but he worked his tail off and took advantage of, you know, a pretty light depth chart because of injuries in the spring, and really finished strong there and then continued to work through the summer. And you know, I think he's a lot different, even a lot different athlete, I'd say, than he was this time in the fall. And I don't know if that's the last go around or the opportunity, whatever. He put his mind to it, believed himself, and you know, we're confident that he can go out there and make some plays for us.
Do you think he's could be your 20 to 25 carry a game back?
Well, that'd be interesting. You know, I don't know if there anybody's going to get to that. If it's going to be, you know, two guys with 15 plus, or you know, shoot, even three guys with 10 plus. I think those scenarios could play out. Obviously, it depends on how many carries there are. Period. You know, I think he's earned the right to carry the ball a bunch. I think Xavier has, and I think Javon has, and you know, Kellen's still kind of coming back from the shoulder and everything. But I think the one thing is those guys are going to get some run out there. You know, it's not a deal where they'll be shuffling in play by play. You know, it'll be more series by series and let a guy go out there and get some comfort and get some rhythm and you know, have an opportunity to, you know, see some things. You know, I don't think we did that at times, especially early last year.
The playmaking ability of your wide receiver group, how important is that going to be to, you know, get some of those explosive plays, you know, 20-plus yard plays in games? How important is that going to be, and do you feel like you got the good mix of receivers right now that can do that?
Well, I think we've made some big strides. You know, I think we've added a couple guys to the mix while not losing anybody, with the exception of CJ. You know, we'll miss his consistency and what he's been able to do for us the last couple of years. But you know, I think the biggest thing with the group is we need to make the 50-50 catch more times than we did last year. You know, and guys like James Price, Jared Scott, Gunnar Gentry, and those bigger body type of guys, that's where that kind of comes into play for them. And I do think we got to get, you know, some of our smaller guys, the ball in space a little bit more and be able to make guys miss. I think Austin's certainly shown that he's got that ability. Avante Cox has come a long ways just with his development. And then adding Rock and Ishmael to the group. You know, I do think we have the makings. I think we got, got to get them those opportunities and let those guys continue to build their confidence and our confidence in them.
I have a hard time saying Rocket Ismail without thinking of his dad playing. I don't know how much you remember, man, but that guy was fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. That was right in my wheelhouse. Yeah. Junior high into, you know, senior or high school athlete, and Notre Dame was obviously very much on the national stage there, and he was one of the best in the country. And you know, while I don't know that junior quite has the speed that senior had, he's got a knack. He's got a confidence about him that I think would be representative of what and how his dad played. And we're just excited that we got him. It was a long path for him to get here to Laramie, and you know, I think he's excited to go out there and compete and show what he can do.
New Mexico State, what's the big issue? What is this defense all about? We've heard about how much they return, how good they can be, kind of similar to the Wyoming defense. So what is this New Mexico State defense going to be all about on Saturday night?
Well, I think the big things that jump out of you from last season, they are really good on third down. I think teams converted just 29% of the time, and then they sacked the quarterback, I think, 43 times, which was my second in the country. Those two things are problematic, you know, especially if you're getting yourself into third and long, and that's what they were able to do to enough teams last year, and be able to, you know, with their blitz package and different things, be able to pin their ears back and get after quarterbacks. And, you know, with a young quarterback, a young O-line, we got to be able to do everything we can to stay out of those situations. You know, it's likely going to happen at some point, and we got to be able to manage those situations, but it's about staying ahead of the chains. And, you know, they got a lot of experience. They have a lot of momentum coming off their finish last season. And the more we can have success early and stay on the field and, you know, kind of maybe halt that momentum, I think that's important, that we come out and have a good, solid start. Because I know our defense is going to show up. Our defense is going to, you know, make it real hard on their offense to do things. And we have to play our part and not try to do too much, but we got to find a way to get enough points on the board.
Cowboys at New Mexico State Saturday night. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff in Las Cruces. Brent Vegan joining us. Brent, it certainly was a pleasure. Looking forward to the season opener Saturday night. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot, and go Pokes.